You know, I think we need to look at, opening the that part of the jail is a Band-Aid. It's a Band-Aid to fix an overcrowding issue that could be fixed by reevaluating how we are putting our incarcerated, our inmates, or just those that have not been convicted, whatever, through our court system, right? Can we move more folks through our court system in a way that's not increasing costs exponentially, but being done responsibly? But those low-level offenders that may not need to stay in our jail, can they be released on condition? You know, I've heard several statistics over the last couple of weeks that one is 40% of our population could be released early or could be released on conditions. You know, one of the numbers is 65%. But if either one of those numbers are true, and we can decrease our current population by 40 to 65% just by moving folks to the court system quicker, we won't need to open the other part of the jail. My concern with opening up the other part of the jail is it's going to be very costly. And not just a long-term cost, but an upfront cost of doing business to open the doors and turn the lights on to make it safe for our inmates. It's going to cost a lot of money that we don't have. So what is more important? Can we, again, back to, are we utilizing our county assets and being the court system being one of them? Are we using our folks in the courthouse and moving everyone through the system as best as fast as we can? And we may be. Do we need to add another court? Do we include a night court? Is that cost to do those better than the cost or smaller than the cost of doing business by opening the other part of the jail? We have to look at those things. But again, we're looking at a quick fix that's going to cost a lot of money when there could be other ways that would cost far less and solve the issue long term. I'd much rather do that than have to be faced with large projects that would cause another tax increase.